Senate will be in session. Members and guests, please rise for the invocation by Chaplain Bostrom of the Senate. Remain standing for the Pledge of Allegiance. Chaplain Bostrom.
Please join me in prayer. Holy Spirit, as David approached death, you helped him write, "I saw the Lord always before me. Therefore, my heart is glad and my tongue rejoices. My body also will encamp in hope. You will fill me with joy in your presence." Then at Pentecost, Peter quoted these verses from David. We know neither David nor Peter set our minds hope on behalf of our bodies. So, Spirit, have you imbued our bodies with hope capacitors? And God, you gave former Governor Judy Martz hope as she fought pancreatic cancer. In 2017, when she spoke at a prayer breakfast in Helena, she was physically diminished but personally vibrant. Later, having hot dogs at Costco, I asked Judy about her suffering. She disclosed it came mostly at night. She said, "That way the pain is between God and me." Lord, such honest, hopeful bonding between you two astonished me. God, you treat our material bodies with profound care. In creation, all made from nothing, the incarnation, God made man. In redemption, rebels made righteous. In the coming consummation, heaven made home for those bought by Christ. And all these, our bodies, are significant. Help us to honor the bodies you have given us. Amen.
Amen. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Secretary will take the roll. Senator Vermeer, Senator Usher.
Mr. President, 50 members are present.
Quorum being present, the Senate's ready for business. That objection will go to order of business number two, reports of standing committees.
Mr. President, we are committed on judiciary report that House Bills 457 and 518 be concurred in, and that House Bills 399 and 555 be concurred in as amended. Senator Keith Regier, Chair. Mr. President, we are committed on natural resources report that House Bills 334, 114, 347, 95, and House Joint Resolutions 7 and 11 be concurred in. Senator Jeff Wellborn, Chair. That is all, Mr. President.
That objection, the committee reports are adopted. That objection will go to order business number 5, messages from the other House.
Mr. President, I'm directed by the House of Representatives to inform the Senate the following actions. The following House bills were on this thread three several times in past title and history agreed to and are herewith transmitted to the Senate for concurrence. House Bill 500, Seekins Crow. House Bill 520, Logie. House Bill 544, Gillette. House Bill 546, Byrne. House Bill 652, Galloway. House Bill 740, Smith. House Bill 743, Smith. The House of Representatives on March 20, 2023 failed to concur in Senate amendments to House Bill 260, and by motion, the Speaker was authorized to appoint a free conference committee and request the Senate to appoint a like committee to confer on governor amendments to House Bill 260. The Speaker appointed the following members: Representative Matt Regier, Representative Abbott, and Representative Vinton. The following Senate bills were on this day with three several times concurred in title and history agreed to and are herewith returned to the Senate. Senate Bill 39, Bartell. Senate Bill 48, Pope. Senate Bill Joint Resolution 7, O'Brien. That is all, Mr. Speaker. Mr. President. Signed, Carolyn Cheetah, Chief Clerk of the House. That is all, Mr. President.
That objection will be on order of business number 6, first reading commitment of bills.
Mr. President, Senate Bills 517 and 518, House Bills 500, 520, 544, 546, 652, 740, 743, Senate Resolutions 62 through 65 have been introduced, read first time to refer to committee. Senate Bills 41, 157, 272, 304, House Bills 163, 229, 295, etc., have been introduced and referred to committee. That is all, Mr. President.
Senator Gross.
Thank you, Mr. President. May I be off the record and out of the journal for an introduction?
You may.
Thank you, Mr. President. Members, today in the Senate gallery, we have professionals who advocate for survivors of domestic and sexual violence, and they are here with the Montana Coalition Against Domestic and Sexual Violence. Their membership consists of folks who work to support families experiencing domestic violence, sexual abuse, stalking, and dating violence. And they work in many of our communities to provide shelter and housing to families that are fleeing domestic violence. They provide advocacy services, and they accompany survivors through the criminal and civil legal systems. We also have survivors with us here today. Thank you all for being here. If you catch them in the hallways, please don't be afraid to say hello, members and survivors. And can we please welcome them to the Senate?
Welcome to the Senate. Senator Gillespie.
Mr. President, maybe off the record and out of the journal for purposes of a couple introductions.
You may.
Mr. President and body, we have here my old school, North Hill County High School in Sunburst, and also one more from our area is roaming the hallways here too, and that's from Conrad, Montana. So would you guys like to stand and we'll recognize you.
Welcome to the Senate.
Here.
Without objection, we'll go to order business number 11, special orders of the day. Senator McCamey.
Thank you, Mr. President. We have, I am right to be off the record and out of the journal.
You're on.
Okay,
fine.
On is good. We have a special gift for each individual in this chamber today. And the gift is a commemorative pin. And some other chambers have also had pins, but we are going to have the pages now come forward and bestow the commemorative pin to each member of the Senate and each member of this chamber. The pins depict the seal of Montana. It is oro e plata. It does have silver and it does have gold, and they were designed after our seal of the Senate. There is also another seal, another pin that will be available. There'll be other information about that at another time, but it will not. This is a one of a kind pin. It has your session number on. And it says the Montana State Senate, we're in good health.
Thank you, Senator. Without objection, we'll go to order of business number 7, second reading of bills. Mr. Majority Leader.
Mr. President, I move the Senate resolve itself in the Committee of the Whole for the consideration of business on second reading.
You've heard the motion of Senator Fitzpatrick. All those in favor say aye. Those opposed, no. Ayes have it. Will Senator Beer take the chair for the day?
Members of the Senate, please be in order.
Madam Chair.
Oh, sorry. Mr. Majority Leader.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I'd like to move to pass consideration of House Bill 381 for the day.
So moved.
And then, Madam Chair, I'd also like to move to pass consideration of House Bill 161 for the day.
So ordered. Thank you, Mr. Majority Leader. Now, members of the Senate, please be in order. Members, you have before you for your consideration House Bill 254. The clerk will read the history and title of the bill.
House Bill 254, introduced by Zolnikoff and Zolnikoff, a bill for an act entitled Act Revising Alcohol Laws to clarify that curbside pickup constitutes orders that are made in person, including through a drive-through window amending section, and providing an immediate effective date.
Are there any corrections to the history and title of the bill as read?
None, Madam Chair.
The clerk will read the sections.
1 through 2.
Members of the committee, you now have before you House Bill 254. What is your pleasure, Senator Zolnikoff?
Madam Chair, I move that when this committee does rise and report after having had under consideration House Bill 254, then recommend the same be concurred in.
Senator Zolnikoff.
Thank you, Madam Chair, members of the body. This bill originally came 2 years ago to allow for curbside pickup of alcohol. It was a law, one of many, that was suspended during the shutdown or lockdown or pandemic. So they said, whoa, this doesn't hurt anything, and actually helped some businesses survive in that time. So this bill was passed, but the issue was it said ordered online or through the phone, and a little detail of ordered or in person, included but not limited to ordered through a drive-through window, was not included. And so this clarifies the intent to what was attempted last time and what happened of a suspended laws during the pandemic. So I'd ask you vote yes. Thank you.
Thank you. Are there any amendments?
None, Madam Chair.
Is there discussion on the motion? Seeing none. Oh, just one moment, please. Senator Hertz.
Madam Chair, will the sponsor yield to a question?
Sponsor, do you yield?
No. Yeah, I'll yield.
Madam Chair, Senator, if you're getting drinks that might be in an open container, how do we get around open container laws in a vehicle?
That's quick. Madam Chair, Senator, so the from how I understand it, from my personal experience, is that you have to have it actually sealed and closed. You can't have a straw in it that's an open container. You can't have it open. So they had this actually at a bar in Billings where it kept the whole bar going because they couldn't serve people. And you'd go in and you could order an orange crush at a bar that rhymes with Einie's. And that's how they got around with it, be in a bag that they'd seal up. So that way, and if you do open it up, just like a six-pack of beer from a grocery store, and you open it up, that's an open container. If you have it sealed, it's not.
Senator Gross.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Being a bartender, I would say that Senator Zolnikoff is absolutely right, and this kept more than one bar going through the pandemic. It is something that our customers appreciate, and I would encourage a green light. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Seeing no further discussion, Senator Zolnikoff, would you like to close? He closes. The question now arises on the motion of Senator Zolnikoff that when this committee does rise and report after having had under consideration House Bill 254, it recommend the same be concurred in. As many are in favor of the motion, signify by voting aye. Those opposed, vote no. Does any member wish to change his or her vote? The clerk will record the vote.
Madam Chair, 38 senators vote aye and 12 senators vote nay.
38 senators having voted aye and 12 having voted no. House Bill 254 has been concurred in. Members of the Senate, please be in order. Members, you have before you for your consideration House Joint Resolution 10 for adoption. What is your pleasure, Senator Gillespie?
Madam Chair, I move that when this committee does rise and report after having had under consideration Joint Resolution 10, that it recommend the same be concurred in. Madam Chair.
Senator Gillespie.
This is a joint resolution between the Senate and the House of Representatives of the state of Montana reaffirming Montana's commitment to its relationship with Taiwan. Taiwan is our eighth largest trading partner with the United States, with bilateral trade totaling close to $114 billion in 2021. And both sides welcoming the launch of the U.S.-Taiwan Initiative on 21st Century Trade to further development, economic ties, and facilitate trade, as well as we also cooperate a lot on education, technology, cultural, and economic exchanges. And with this memorandum, that just puts emphasis on continuing on into the future. With that, I'll recommend to do concurrent.
Thank you. Are there any amendments?
None, Madam Chair.
Is there any discussion on the motion? Seeing none, Senator Gillespie has closed. The question now arises on the motion of Senator Gillespie that when this committee does rise and report after having had under consideration Senate Joint Resolution 10, it recommends the same be adopted. As many of those as are in favor of the motion signify by voting aye. Those opposed vote no. Does any member wish to change his or her vote? The clerk will record the vote.
Madam Chair, 50 senators vote aye.
50 senators having voted aye, Senate Joint Resolution has been adopted on second reading. Members of the Senate, please be in order. Members, you have before you for your consideration House Bill 181. The clerk will read the history and title of the bill.
House Bill 181, introduced by Rexton and others, a bill for an act entitled an act revising education laws related to the superintendent of public instruction, clarifying the requirement that the superintendent has a bachelor's degree, ensuring that the superintendent or the deputy superintendent has at least 5 years of teaching or school administrative experience, revising the list of discretionary staff that the superintendent may employ, and amending sections.
Are there any corrections to the history and title of the bill as read?
None, Madam Chair.
The clerk will read the sections.
1 through 2.
Members of the committee, you now have before you House Bill 181. What is your pleasure, Senator Solomon?
Madam Chairman, I move that when this committee does rise and report after having had under consideration House Bill 181, that it recommend the same be concurred in.
Senator Solomon.
Madam Chair, this is a bill about the superintendent of public instruction and the position. And the position has always entailed having a teacher's certification, in other words, a union member, in other words, a teacher. If you look on first page, line 22, they scratch the teacher certification purposes, and that will take away that requirement. Now, why would we do that? First off, the line below that says you must hold a bachelor's degree from an accredited college or university. So we're not taking away the fact that you need to be a college graduate. What it does, it opens up the opportunity for the Office of Public Instruction to have someone in it with business experience or military experience, somebody who's run a business, has the ability to run a billion-dollar budget. It's got over 160 employees. It's in charge of 155,000 students, and it's got 12,000 teachers under its purview. That is something that they don't teach you in teacher college. It's not taking away from the fact that it can be an educator, but the opportunity here is to open it up to different walks of life, and there's been some very successful school superintendents that come from different areas. It's just opening that up. The on the back of the second page, I guess, Representative Rexton is a former administrator. You'll notice on second page, line 9, it say may employ, and she made some adjustments there, curriculum specialists, professional staff, etc. That's because she was an administrator and liked to see some of that. But again, it's a may, not a must. Madam Chair.
Thank you. Are there any amendments?
None, Madam Chair.
Is there any discussion on the motion, Senator Fuller?
Thank you, Madam Chair. As many of you know, I've been around the education business for many decades, and I've gone through a lot of superintendents of school districts. The best superintendent I ever had did not have any educational experience. Our district was in disarray, we were in debt, we had labor management problems, and somebody in the board got the idea to look for a good administrator, and we found one from as a hospital administrator, never served a day in education. He promised to do the business, take the job for 5 years and 5 years only. Everyone was sad when he left because he restored order. He did that. He brought new ideas, and he brought management and people skills that the educational superintendents had not had. And so, I would offer, if we want to prevent, you know, that same old monologue you do there by the door before you go, superintendent, we need to approve this so we can have some fresh faces in the Office of State Superintendent of Public Instruction. Thank you.
Senator McClafferty.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I'm going to stand in opposition of this bill, and the reasons are is currently our school superintendent of public instruction is the lead teacher here in the state of Montana. And as such, he or she, which at this time it's she, should be a certified educator with experience actually earned in the classroom. Too often, our teachers' voices are not a part of our policy decisions that affect them, and policies need to be responsive to the realities and challenges that Montana teachers face every day. Well, the school superintendent makes many decisions. She oversees programs in our school, our curriculum, our special education programs, standardized testing, teaching, and learning standards. And it would be best if she had the experience. Decisions made by OPI affect administrators, teachers, and students in their daily lives. And these decisions are too important to be left with someone without an understanding of what actually goes on in our schools and in our classrooms. I ask you to please vote no.
Seeing no further discussion, Senator Solomon, would you like to close on your bill?
Madam Chair, yes, and this is a little bit to my very good friend from Butte. If you look on page 2, line 4, it says, if the superintendent of public instruction has fewer than 5 years of teaching or school administrating experience, the superintendent shall appoint a deputy that has at least 5 years of teaching or school administrative experience. That is taken care of, Madam Chair. Thank you.
The question now arises on the motion of Senator Solomon that when this committee does rise and report, after having had under consideration House Bill 181, it recommends the same be concurred in. As many as are in favor of the motion signify by voting aye. Those opposed vote no. Does any member wish to change his or her vote? The clerk will record the vote.
Madam Chair, 32 senators vote aye and 18 senators vote nay.
32 senators having voted aye and 18 having voted no. House Bill 181 has been concurred in on second reading. Members of the Senate, please be in order. Members, you have before you for your consideration House Bill 480. The clerk will read the history and title of the bill.
House Bill 40, introduced by Durham and Tribus, a bill for an act entitled an act providing that the Security Division for the State Lottery is a criminal justice agency and investigators of the Security Division are granted peace officer status and amending section.
Are there any corrections to the history and title of the bill as read?
None, Madam Chair.
The clerk will read the sections.
Section 1.
Members of the committee, you now have before you House Bill 480. What is your pleasure, Senator Brown?
Thank you, Madam Chair. I move that when this committee does rise and report after having had under consideration House Bill number 480, it recommend the same be concurred in.
Are there any amendments?
None, Madam Chair.
Is there discussion on the motion? Senator Zolnikoff. Oh, excuse me. Go ahead. I'm sorry. Senator Brown.
Thank you, Madam Chair. This is a pretty simple bill. Lines 19 and 20. What it's doing is just making the investigators for the gambling division peace officers, so they have the authority to arrest people and do the things they need to do. Thank you.
Now, are there any amendments?
None, Madam Chair.
Is there discussion on the motion, Senator Zolnikoff?
Thank you, Madam Chair, members of the body. So I think this bill would be great in the 1930s when there was huge amounts of crime going on with gambling and prohibition. But in today's world, why is this necessary? That's my number one question. So there's also an interesting aspect of the bill. So the assistant director for security, the director shall appoint an assistant director for security who serves at the pleasure of the director. So that would be under the DOA. So we're giving these types of abilities to the DOA or an agency under the DOA. But the director shall appoint an assistant director for security. Now, if you go down to the new section, the security division is designated a criminal justice agency. An investigation within the security division are granted powers and duties of agents as provided in 442-1153 and peace officer status under 23-5113. Under 23-5113, It says the department as criminal justice agency, and the very last portion of it says, and to act as appointed by the attorney general. And I could read the whole paragraph. Agents are authorized to investigate gambling, to report violations to county attorney on activities related to liquor and gambling administration under Title 16, and to act as appointed by the attorney general. So somebody appointed by the director, are they now also under the attorney general? I am unsure. That is not very clear. But overall, I'm against this bill for the concept that we do not have to grant additional power to this agency. They can utilize the relationship they have with the DOJ right now to do this, so we don't need to do this.
Senator Gross.
Thank you, Madam Chair. So I was a mistaken yes vote for this bill in committee. What this bill really does is give guns, badges, and arrest authority to an appointed assistant director of a department outside of anything dealing with justice. The department or the gambling division already has an MOU with Department of Justice to conduct investigations. So I don't think I would agree that this is unnecessary and confusing and not well written, but I also very much disagree with expanding the scope of arrest authority, carrying a gun, carrying a badge to an agency that clearly is not a criminal justice agency, as we're trying to do with this bill. Please vote no on this bill.
Senator Treibus.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I just wanted the body to know that my name is at the top of this, but it was my LC bill draft. So I don't necessarily endorse this as much weight as my endorsement carries in this body. I don't know. But just know I'll probably vote for it on second, but I might have to give a little more thought to it before third. Thanks.
Senator Hertz.
Madam Chair, will the carrier yield to a question?
Senator Brown, do you yield?
I certainly do.
Madam Chair, Senator, I assume you were in the hearing. So what type of problems are they having where they think they need to make this change?
To be honest with you, I don't. They just felt like this was they would give them free them up to do their job better. I don't recall that they had any particular problem. They just wanted to be freed up to do a better job at what they're in their investigation.
Thank you, Senator. At this time, I think I'm going to vote against this bill. I'm not really sure we need it. I'm a little concerned too. About some of this additional power we might give them. Obviously, they have a relationship with Department of Justice investigators. So I don't know, I think I'm going to be no. Thank you.
Senator Usher.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I think the last person just took most of what I was going to say. We definitely don't need this. There's already an MOU with DOJ to give these officers, agents, authority. They're already post-certified. They're already doing their jobs. My concern is this would make them autonomous. And does that mean they're going to expand into other parts of DOA that they can, next time they're going to come back and say, well, we want to be able to enforce this one more crime. And next thing you know, we have DOA has their own police department. I think a MOU under DOJ is the appropriate place to be. And we have a couple other agencies that have the similar MOU, and we're not making them autonomous. So why this small agency, which I think they said is only three officers, I think. Anyway, go red on this.
Senator Friedel.
Fun. I get to go against my party. No, actually, I heard this in hearing, and one of the things I did hear is that, bear in mind, when you go to it, look under 25.5.113. That actually is only the restriction that they have to go with this. I don't know if you guys are aware. Do you know it's a lottery director can only maintain his job, and there's one good reason? It's actually the one department that actually is the most corruptible, found out through this. I actually found this out last week and sitting in and having a conversation with some people that this particular position cannot have a second job while they are the director. The reason is because this department has the biggest issue of possible corruption. So what this is doing is this is allowing them to actually have their own people under only when it comes to lottery issues. That's where that one is. So when we stopped at the portion where the good senator behind me talked about at 44.2.113 subsection 3, he forgot to continue on under only under exceptions of 23.5.113, which is only when it deals with the lottery. I think this is a good bill. It cleans up a lot of things. The MOU, and when we had the conversation in the hearing, it made sense, and this is a good bill. Go vote green.
Senator Fuller.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I just want to point out that on the 21st of March, the senators from seat 4 and seat 9 are in agreement that this is creating a possible another law enforcement agency without the benefit of the being under the jurisdiction of the Attorney General, and I think I've got to be a no. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Seeing no further discussion, would the senator like to close on his bill?
Thank you, Madam Chair. Sometimes when you put your hand in the air in committee and you think it's a simple thing just to push it across, obviously there's some different feelings in this body. I will add that all the investigators they do have right currently, they're all post-certified, you know, so they are qualified to do the job. Vote green.
The question now arises on the motion of Senator Brown that when this committee does rise and report after having had under consideration House Bill 480, it recommends the same be concurred in. As many as are in favor of the motion signify by voting aye. Those opposed, vote no. Does any member wish to change his or her vote? The clerk will record the vote.
Madam Chair, 10 senators vote aye and 40 senators vote nay.
10 senators having voted aye and 40 having voted no. House Bill 480 has failed concurrence in the second reading. Senator Majority Leader Fitzpatrick.
Madam Chair, I move to indefinitely postpone HB 480.
Senator Fitzpatrick, is it 450 or 480?
480.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. And Mr. Majority Leader, did you have another motion?
No, we have to vote on this one.
Okay. You've heard the motion of the Majority Leader. All those in favor vote yes. Those opposed vote no. The clerk will read the vote.
Madam Chair, 44 senators vote aye and 6 senators vote nay.
44 senators have voted aye and 6 have voted no. The motion passes. Mr. Majority Leader.
Madam Chair, I move to pass consideration of House Bill 450 for the day.
Thank you, Mr. Majority Leader. All right. The Senate, members of the Senate, please be in order. Members, you have before you House Bill 132 for your consideration. The clerk will read the history and title of the bill.
House Bill 132, introduced by T. Moore, by request of the Legislative Audit Committee, a bill for an act entitled an act modifying timing of audits by the legislative auditor, providing for an annual audit of the state annual financial report, providing for the transition from biennial to annual audits of federal assistance, providing guidance to the legislative auditor on selection of agencies for auditing based on certain considerations, amending section, and providing an immediate effective date.
Are there any corrections to the history and title of the bill as read?
None, Madam Chair.
The clerk will read the sections.
1 through 2.
Members of the committee, you now have before you House Bill 132. What is your pleasure, Senator Hayman?
Thank you, Madam Chair. I move that when this committee does rise and report after having had under consideration House Bill 132, that it recommend the same be concurred in.
Senator Hayman.
Thank you, Madam. The changes in the bill will give the legislative auditor some much-needed flexibility in when and how often state agencies are subject to financial and compliance audits. Right now, the lack of flexibility in the audit schedule is one factor that makes it difficult for the state of Montana to produce an annual comprehensive financial report in a timely manner. House Bill 132 strengthens our state's commitment to high quality and transparent financing reporting in accordance with generally accepted accounting principles. This bill also makes important changes in the frequency of compliance audits under the Federal Single Audit Act. With large federal programs making up an ever-growing share of state expenditures, we need to increase our scrutiny of these funds. Changing Montana's federal single audit cycle from a biennial to an annual puts us in good company, as 48 other states currently test federal compliance annually rather than every 2 years. This means large federal expenditures like Medicaid, highway construction, special education, and unemployment insurance will be audited every year. Our reporting to the federal government and to the taxpayers will happen faster, and we will be able to find and correct small errors before they become large errors. But probably best of all, House Bill 132 is going to better position the legislature's audit function to deal with challenges we don't even know about yet. This is achieved by adding a risk-based component to the financial audit work that will allow us to react quicker to known risks, new activity, and emerging trends. I ask you to vote green on this bill. Thank you.
Are there any amendments?
None, Madam Chair.
Is there discussion on the motion? Senator Fuller.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I apologize for jumping out of my chair so often, but question for the sponsor, please, or carrier, please.
Does the carrier yield?
I do.
Madam Chair, Senator, it looks as if they're going to double the work of the Audit Division, and there's no fiscal note attached. Can you speak to as to why?
That's a really good question. The reason it's not going to increase the fiscal note is because there's going to be a altering of some audits that have been done every 2 years. For example, the Board of Regents, that is an agency that has a budget of about $300,000 and two employees, and we have been auditing it every 2 years. So with this proposal, we would audit them, 6 to 8 year period. And so with that opening, we will have more time to pursue the annual big audits where we need to spend our time.
Thank you, Madam. Thank you, Senator. Very good response. Thank you, Madam Chair. I guess I'll have to be a yes on this one.
Senator McGilvery.
Thank you, Madam Chair. As a member of the Audit Committee, I just want to rise and support this bill. As the senator across the aisle has said very eloquently, this will give the Audit Division, you know, annual audits of the whole state government, but it also gives us the ability to be flexible. You know, if an agency shows greater risk or potential for fraud or abuse, we can audit them more frequently. Agencies that are really clean, we can audit them less frequently. It gives us more flexibility and helps us fall in line with all other states. Thanks.
Seeing no further discussion, Senator Hayman, would you like to close on your bill? She closes on the bill. The question now arises on the motion of Senator Hayman that when this committee does rise and report after having had under consideration House Bill 132, it recommends the same do be concurred in. As many as are in favor of the motion signify by voting by aye. Those opposed vote no. Does any member wish to change his or her vote? The clerk will record the vote.
Madam Chair, 50 senators vote aye.
50 senators having voted aye, House Bill 132 has been concurred in on second reading. Members of the Senate, please be in order. Members, you have before you for your consideration House Bill 148. The clerk will read the history and title of the bill.
House Bill 140, introduced by Binkley by request of the Department of Administration, a bill for an act entitled Act Revising Information Technology Board Membership to make the CIO the presiding officer of the board and allow certain members designees to serve, an amending section.
Are there any corrections to the history and title of the bill as read?
None, Madam Chair.
The clerk will read the section.
Section 1.
Members of the committee, you now have before you House Bill 148. What is your pleasure, Senator Vance?
Madam Chair, I move that when this committee does rise and report after having had under consideration House Bill 148, that it recommend the same be concurred in, Madam Chair.
Senator Vance.
This is a very simple bill, as written in the title of the bill. It simply is changing the presiding officer from the director of the of DOA to the CIO, and making certain that appointed positions can create a designee. Thank you.
Are there any amendments?
None, Madam Chair.
Is there any discussion on the motion? Seeing none. Senator Vance, would you like to close? She closes. The question now arises on the motion of Senator Vance that when this committee does rise and report after having had under consideration House Bill 148, it recommends the same do be concurred in. As many as are in favor of the motion signify by voting aye. Those opposed vote no. Does any member wish to change his or her vote? The clerk will record the vote.
Madam Chair, 49 senators vote aye and one senator votes nay.
49 senators having voted aye and one having voted no. House Bill 148 has been concurred in on second reading. Members of the Senate, please be in order. Members, you have before you for your consideration House Bill 232. The clerk will read the history and title of the bill.
House Bill 232, introduced by Hopkins, a bill for an act entitled an act allowing the Department of Administration to enter into leases for the purpose of consolidation and cost savings without requiring long-range building approval, amending section, and providing an immediate effective date.
Are there any corrections to the history and title of the bill as read?
None, Madam Chair.
The clerk will read the sections.
Section 1 through 2.
Members of the committee, you now have before you House Bill 232. What is your pleasure, Senator Cuff?
Thank you, Madam Chair. I move that when this committee does rise and report after having had under consideration House Bill number 232, that it recommend the same be concurred in. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Senator Cuff.
Madam Chair, members of the body, there's a lot of words on a couple of pages here, but the only words that really pertain to this bill are just a few lines. And I will first refer you up to line 5 on the first page. This is to allow the Department of Administration to enter into leases for the purposes of consolidation and cost savings without requiring long-range building approval. And it made sense to me and most of the members of State Administration Committee. I will refer you over to page 2, line 11. Except for any lease entered into by the department for the purposes of subsection 4. Subsection 4 talks about consolidation of office spaces in a single central location. The bill sponsor, when it came to us, went into considerably more detail in the explanations. Again, the next change is on page 3, line 23, which is the same wording again. And there was a lot of talk about how buildings are leased, the way that it's worked out. They have experts in that world. And you see there's zero on the physical note. So, Madam Chair, that's what the bill is about. Thank you.
Are there any amendments?
None, Madam Chair.
Is there discussion on the motion? Any discussion? Seeing none, Senator Cuff, would you like to close? He closes. The question now arises on the motion of Senator Cuff that when the committee does rise and report, after having had under consideration House Bill 232, it recommend the same be concurred in. As many as are in favor of the motion signify by voting aye. Those opposed vote no. Does any member wish to change his or her vote? The clerk will record the vote.
Madam Chair, 36 senators vote aye and 14 senators vote nay.
36 senators having voted aye and 14 having voted no. House Bill 232 has been concurred in on second reading. Members of the Senate, please be in order. Members, you have before you for your consideration House Bill 125. The clerk will read the history and title of the bill.
House Bill 125, introduced by Anderson by request of the Department of Commerce, a bill for an act entitled an act revising public notice laws for certain Montana Facility Finance Authority public hearings, amending sections, and providing an immediate effective date.
Are there any corrections to the history and title of the bill as read?
None, Madam Chair.
The clerk will read the sections.
Sections 1 through 3.
Members of the committee, you now have before you House Bill 125. What is your pleasure, Senator Emmerich?
Ms. Chair, members of the body, this bill is just a... I move that when this committee does rise and report after having under consideration House Bill 125 that recommends the same be concurred in.
Senator Emmerich.
Thank you. Got a little bit ahead of myself, members of the body. Madam Chair, members of the body, this bill is a pretty simple bill, just revising notification laws for small qualified bond projects. So if you look on line 18, you'll see that just the details of the project need to be notified to the governing body. So that way they're aware of it, they can post it and notify folks. If you look on line 23, you'll notice that the authority's hearing must be published within 7 days. So just to give individuals more notice. And then if you go to page 2, you'll notice on line 16 there was a small amendment put in committee where we just changed the word or to and for posting on the government's website and in the general newspaper. The purpose for that really is we seem to be moving away from the newspaper as a notification policy to more electronic means, but not everybody is going to be understanding that. So it's good to post it in both places for just make sure everyone knows. And then I suppose as things move along and technology increases, we'll probably end up moving to that. But this is a good transition piece, so I would encourage a green vote.
Are there any amendments?
None, Madam Chair.
Is there discussion on the motion? Any discussion? Seeing none, Senator Emmerich, would you like to close? He closes. The question now arises on the motion of Senator Emmerich that when this committee does rise and report, after having had under consideration House Bill 125, it recommend the same be concurred in. As many as are in favor of the motion signify by voting aye. Those opposed vote no. Does any member wish to change his or her vote? The clerk will record the vote.
Madam Chair, 50 senators vote aye.
50 senators having voted aye. House Bill 125 has been concurred in on second reading. Members of the committee, please be in order. Members, you have before you for your consideration House Bill 27. The clerk will read the history and title of the bill.
House Bill 27, introduced by Durham by request of the Transportation Intern Committee, a bill for an act entitled an act providing notice that existing non-standard penalties apply to certain traffic regulations and amending sections.
Are there any corrections to the history and title of the bill as read?
None, Madam Chair.
The clerk will read the sections.
Sections 1 through 7.
Members of the committee, you now have before you House Bill 27. What is your pleasure, Senator Dunwell?
Thank you, Madam Chair.
I move that when this committee does rise and report after having had under consideration House Bill 27, that it recommend the same be concurred in, please.
Senator Dunwell.
Thank you. Madam Chair, members of the body, this is a real, real simple bill, which is probably why they asked me to carry it. But anyway, it's a real simple bill that had its source in the Interim Transportation Committee when the committee attorney noticed something that should be cleaned up. So it's more helpful and understandable for folks who read our Montana Code. Basically what it does, it references the penalties associated with particular traffic violations. That's it. You have traffic violations in one part of code and you have the penalties in the other. The traffic violations simply were missing the reference to the other part of the code, and this just puts it in. So ask for a green. Thank you.
Are there any amendments?
None, Madam Chair.
Is there discussion on the motion? Any discussion? Seeing none, Senator Dunwell, would you like to close on your bill? She closes. The question now arises on the motion of Senator Dunwell that this committee does rise and report after having had under consideration House Bill 27. It recommends the same be concurred in. As many as are in favor of the motion signify by voting aye. Those opposed vote no. Does any member wish to change his or her vote? The clerk will record the vote.
Madam Chair, 42 senators vote aye and 8 senators vote nay.
42 senators having voted aye and 8 having voted no, House Bill 27 has been concurred in on second reading. Members of the Senate, please be in order. Members, you have before you for your consideration House Bill 75. The clerk will read the history and title of the bill.
House Bill 75, introduced by Schillinger, by request of the Department of Transportation, a bill for an act entitled an act revising reporting requirements for motor fuel tax refunds, allowing the use of electronic transaction reports for refund claims, amending sections, and providing an immediate effective date.
Are there any corrections to the history and title of the bill as read?
None, Madam Chair.
The clerk will read the sections.
1-4.
Members of the committee, you now have before you House Bill 75. What is your pleasure, Senator Usher?
Madam Chair, I move that when this committee does rise and report after having had under consideration House Bill 75, that I recommend the same be concurred in.
Senator Usher.
Thank you, Madam Chair. House Bill 75 is from DOT. I guess it's a red tape reduction. Basically, this original law was written when we had duplicate forms. Now we don't have duplicate forms, and it does refer to it in the current law. Now we can use credit cards for fuel. We get these receipts that the ink fades away after a couple years, I think. Or we get email copies. Well, according to current law, you can't submit those receipts. So this will allow electronic copies to be submitted. And this helps both the consumers and DOT. And please go green.
Are there any amendments?
None, Madam Chair.
Is there discussion on the motion? Any discussion? Seeing none. Senator Usher, would you care to close? He closes. The question now arises on the motion of Senator Usher that when this committee does rise and report after having had under consideration House Bill 75, it recommends the same be concurred in. As many as are in favor of the motion signify by voting aye. Those opposed vote no. Does any member wish to change his or her vote? The clerk will record the vote.
Madam Chair, 50 senators vote aye.
50 senators having voted aye, House Bill 75 has been concurred in on second reading. Members of the Senate, please be in order. Members, you have before you for your consideration House Bill 105. The clerk will read the history and title of the bill.
House Bill 105, introduced by Green by request of the Department of Transportation, a bill for an act entitled an act revising the funding requirements for railroad protective devices and amending section.
Are there any corrections to the history and title of the bill as read?
None, Madam Chair.
The clerk will read the sections.
Section 1.
Members of the committee, you now have before you House Bill 105. What is your pleasure, Senator Olson?
Madam Chair, I move that when this committee does rise and report after having under consideration House Bill 105, that it recommends the same be concurred in, Madam Chair.
Are there any amendments?
None, Madam Chair.
Is there discussion on the motion?
Madam Chair, members of this dear Senate, by request of the Department of Transportation, House Bill 105 removes the language prohibiting the use of highway restricted account for railroad protective crossings on the secondary system, which, interestingly, was never intended, thereby making this bill part of the Red Tape Cleanup Act movement. I request for the fine folks at the Department of Transportation and their mission to put railroad crossings where they're considered necessary, railroad crossing protections where it's considered necessary, I ask you to vote green. Thank you.
Now, are there any amendments?
None, Madam Chair.
Is there any discussion on the motion? Any discussion? Seeing none, Senator Olson, would you like to close on your bill? She closes. The question now arises on the motion of Senator Olson that when this committee does rise and report after having had under consideration House Bill 105, it recommends the same be concurred in. As many as are in favor of the motion signify by voting aye. Those opposed vote no. Does any member wish to change his or her vote? The clerk will record the vote.
Madam Chair, 49 senators vote aye and one senator votes nay.
49 senators having voted aye and one senator having voted no. House Bill 105 has been concurred in on second reading. Mr. Majority Leader.
Madam Chair, I move the committee rise and report.
You've heard the motion of Senator Fitzpatrick. All those in favor say aye. Those opposed say no.
Aye.
The ayes have it.
Secretary will read the report.
Mr. President, we are Committee of the Whole, having had under consideration business on second reading, respectfully report as follows. House bills concurred in. The House Bill 2775, 105, 125, 132, 148, 181, 232, 254, and the House Joint Resolution 10. Passed consideration, House Bills 161, 381, 450. House Bill indefinitely postponed, House Bill 480.
Is that all?
That's all, Mr. President.
Okay, Senator Beard. Senator Beard.
Mr. President, I move adoption of the committee report.
You've heard the motion of Senator Beard that the committee of the whole report be adopted. As many of those in favor of the motion signify by voting aye. Those opposed, no. Has every member voted? Does any member wish to change his or her vote? Secretary will record the votes.
Mr. President, 49 have voted yes. Zero have voted no.
49 senators having voted yes, zero having voted no. The committee of the whole report has been adopted. Thank you, Senator Beard.
That is all, Mr. President.
That objection will go to order business number 8, third reading of bills.
Mr. President, Senate Bill 104, introduced by Fuller, a bill for an act entitled Exempt Retired Military Pensions from State Income Tax.
Senate Bill 104, having been read through three several times, the question is, shall the bill pass the Senate? Those in favor signify by voting aye. Those opposed, no. Has every member voted? Does any member wish to change his or her vote? Secretary will record the vote.
Mr. President, 45 have voted yes, 4 have voted no.
45 having voted yes, 4 having voted no. Senate Bill 104 has been concurred in on third reading. It passed the Senate.
Mr. President, Senate Bill 352, introduced by Lenz, a bill entitled to create a task force to modify and improve the child protective services system.
Senate Bill 352 having been read through three several times. The question is, shall the bill pass the Senate? Those in favor signify by voting aye. Those opposed, no. Has every member voted? Does any member wish to change his or her vote? Secretary will record the vote.
Mr. President, 49 have voted yes. Zero have voted no.
49 having voted yes. Senate Bill 352 has passed the Senate.
Mr. President, House Bill 13, introduced by Fitzpatrick, a bill for an act entitled State Employee Pay Plan and Revising Laws Governing State Employees.
House Bill 13 have been read through three several times. The question is, shall the bill pass the Senate? Those in favor signify by voting aye. Those opposed, no. Has every member voted? Does any member wish to change his or her vote? Senator Heimbaugh, Secretary will record the vote.
Mr. President, 48 voted yes, 1 has voted no.
48 haven't voted yes, 1 haven't voted no. House Bill 13 has passed the Senate.
Mr. President, House Bill 74, introduced by Fitzgerald, a bill for an act entitled Eliminate Requirement to Release Pheasants from Upland Game Bird Program.
House Bill 74 have been read through three several times. The question is, shall the bill pass the Senate? Those in favor signify by voting aye. Those opposed, no. Has every member voted? Does any member wish to change his or her vote? Secretary will record the vote.
Mr. President, 49 have voted yes, 0 have voted no.
49 have voted yes. House Bill 74 has passed the Senate.
Mr. President, House Bill 80, introduced by Nikolakos, a bill for an act entitled Adopt Most Recent Federal Military Codes and Regulations.
House Bill 80 have been read through three several times. The question is, shall the bill pass the Senate? Those in favor signify by voting aye. Those opposed, no. Has every member voted? Does any member wish to change his or her vote? Secretary will record the vote.
Mr. President, 46 have voted yes, 3 have voted no.
46 haven't voted yes, 3 haven't voted no. House Bill 80 has passed the Senate.
Mr. President, House Bill 104, introduced by Beard, a bill for an act entitled Revised Aerial Hunting Requirements.
House Bill 104 haven't been read through three several times. The question is, shall the bill pass the Senate? Those in favor signify by voting yes. Those opposed, no. Has every member voted? Does any member wish to change his or her vote? Secretary will record the vote.
Mr. President, 44 have voted yes, 5 have voted no.
44 haven't voted yes, 5 haven't voted no. House Bill 104 has passed the Senate.
Mr. President, House Bill 156, introduced by Buttrey, a bill for an act entitled General Revised Laws enforced by State Auditor.
House Bill 156 haven't been read through three several times. The question is, shall the bill pass the Senate? Those in favor signify by voting aye. Those opposed, no. Has every member voted? Does any member wish to change his or her vote? Secretary will record the vote.
Mr. President, 47 have voted yes, 2 have voted no.
47 haven't voted yes, 2 haven't voted no. House Bill 156 has passed the Senate.
Mr. President, House Bill 176, introduced by Galloway, a bill for an act entitled Revising County Utility Permitting Laws.
House Bill 176 haven't been read through three several times. The question is, shall the bill pass the Senate? Those in favor signify by voting yes. Those opposed, no. Has every member voted? Does any member wish to change his or her vote? Secretary will record the vote.
Mr. President, 49 have voted yes, 0 have voted no.
49 haven't voted yes. House Bill 176 has passed the Senate.
Mr. President, House Bill 200 is by Essman, a bill for an act entitled Revise the Montana Safe Haven Newborn Protection Act.
House Bill 200 haven't been read through three several times. The question is, shall the bill pass the Senate? Those in favor signify by voting yes. Those opposed, no. Has every member voted? Does any member wish to change his or her vote? Secretary will record the vote.
Mr. President, 33 have voted yes, 16 have voted no.
33 haven't voted yes, 16 haven't voted no. House Bill 200 has passed the Senate.
Mr. President, House Bill 240, introduced by Thane, a bill for an act entitled Revised Outdated Reference for Family Education Savings Program Laws.
House Bill 240 haven't been read through three several times. The question is, shall the bill pass the Senate? Those in favor signify by voting yes. Those opposed, no. Has every member voted? Does any member wish to change his or her vote? Senator Vanzella. Secretary will record the vote.
Mr. President, 49 have voted yes, 0 have voted no.
49 haven't voted yes. House Bill 240 has passed the Senate.
Mr. President, House Bill 336, introduced by Buttrey, a bill for an act entitled to provide licensure exemptions for military family child care providers.
House Bill 336 have been read through three several times. The question is, shall the bill pass the Senate? Those in favor signify by voting yes. Those opposed, no. Has every member voted? Does any member wish to change his or her vote? Secretary will record the vote.
Mr. President, 49 have voted yes, 0 have voted no.
49 haven't voted yes. House Bill 336 has passed the Senate.
Mr. President, House Bill 347, introduced by Walsh, a bill for an act entitled Define Administrative Deficiencies for Certain Mining Operations.
House Bill 347 have been read through three several times. The question is, shall the bill pass the Senate? Those in favor signify by voting yes. Those opposed, no. Has every member voted? Does any member wish to change his or her vote? Secretary will record the vote.
Mr. President, 45 have voted yes, 4 have voted no.
45 haven't voted yes, 4 haven't voted no. Senate Bill 347 has passed the Senate.
Mr. President, House Bill 353, introduced by Carlson, a bill for an act entitled Revised Barber and Cosmetology Occupational Licensing Laws.
House Bill 353 have been read through three several times. The question is, shall the bill pass the Senate? Those in favor signify by voting yes. Those opposed, no. Has every member voted? Does any member wish to change his or her vote? Secretary will record the vote.
Mr. President, 49 have voted yes, 0 have voted no.
49 haven't voted yes. House Bill 353 has passed the Senate.
Mr. President, House Bill 356, introduced by Lear, a bill for an act entitled Established Firearms Industry Non-Discrimination.
House Bill 356 have been read through three several times. The question is, shall the bill pass the Senate? Those in favor signify by voting aye. Those opposed, no. Has every member voted? Does any member wish to change his or her vote? Secretary will record the vote.
Mr. President, 33 have voted yes, 16 have voted no.
33 haven't voted yes, 16 haven't voted no. House Bill 356 has passed the Senate.
That is all, Mr. President.
That objection will go to order of business 9. Motions? Seeing none, go to order of business number 12, announcements of committee meetings. Senator, we're here.
Mr. President, Senate Judiciary will meet tomorrow morning, 8 o'clock, 5 bills, 8 o'clock.
Senator Esp.
Thank you, Mr. President. Senate Finance and Claims will not meet tomorrow, and I rise on a point of personal privilege also.
Senator.
Mr. President, members of the Senate, I was trying to keep up with Senator Cuff on his bill earlier, and I noticed on the people that have died was an old duffer that I served with in 2003, and he used to sit back where Senator Usher sits. And I was about Senator Glimm's age at the time, and I thought, geez, the old duffer can't even, he doesn't even know what a fiscal note is compared to a physical note. And so I'm trying to keep up with Senator Cuff, and he was talking about page 3. My bill only had 2 pages. And so be careful how long you stay around here. Sometimes you turn into an old duffer that can't keep up.
Senator Manzella.
Mr. President, Senate Highways and Transportation will meet today at 3 o'clock. 3 bills. Thank you.
Senator Small.
Yes, Mr. President, Senate Business and Labor tomorrow morning, 8 o'clock a.m., 7 bills.
Senator Beard.
Thank you, Mr. President. May I be off the record now to the journal for the purpose of an introduction?
You may.
President, members of the body, I'd like to introduce up in the gallery a very important constituency for the state of Montana agricultural program. We have the Western sugar beet growers. Please welcome them.
Welcome to the Senate. Senator Sales.
Thank you, Mr. President. Senate Energy and Telecommunications, how's that? Today, let's try to get down there 2:45, do some EA before we meet at 3.
Senator Heimbaugh.
Thank you, Mr. President. Fish, Wildlife, and Parks will meet at, let's try to be at 2:45 also, so we can do some EA, and we have 4 bills, so see you then.
Senator Lenz.
Mr. President, I request to be off the record now of the journal for the purpose of an announcement.
You may.
Thank you, Mr. President. The legislative spouses are always entertained by our increasing blood pressures in the cloakroom next door, and they will be there tomorrow between 12 and 1. Thank you, Mr. President.
Senator Hertz.
Thank you, Mr. President. Senate Tax will be meeting tomorrow morning, 8:30. Several bills in executive action.
Senator Usher.
Thank you, Mr. President. Actually, I don't know if my light wasn't working, but when you were on motions, I had a motion.
Okay, Senator, let me finish this one. I'll go back to order business Thank number you. 9. Senator Fuller.
Thank you, Mr. President. May I be off the record now to the journal, please?
You may.
Thank you, Mr. President, for an announcement. Introduction. I want to introduce a constituent of mine, a dedicated patriot, Ms. Constance Newman from Clathead. Thank you, ma'am. Thank you, Mr.
Welcome
President.
Welcome to the Senate. Senator Lang.
Yes, Mr. President. There will be no Senate agriculture today. No Senate agriculture today.
Okay, without objection, we'll go to order business number 9, motions. Senator Usher.
Thank you, Mr. President. I would like to change my vote on House Bill 13 from a no to a yes. This will not change the outcome.
Thank you for the $20, Senator. Mr. Majority Leader.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move the Senate stand adjourned until the hour of 1 o'clock on March 22, 2023, the 57th Legislative Day.
You've heard the motion of the Majority Leader. All those in favor say aye. Those opposed, no. Ayes have it. Senate stand adjourned until tomorrow at 1 o'clock.